Just outside of Eureka Springs, Arkansas, you will find one of the largest natural springs in the area. Its captivating blue waters have been a place people have been coming for centuries, and it's a place John and his family know well. The story is this edition of The American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook, or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can you help your community make a turnaround for the better? Andrew McCrae covers these topics and many others in his book, The Total Town Makeover. It's just one of six books you'll find from Andrew McCrae at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on the books tab at the top of the page. They're based on Andrew's American Countryside broadcast, perfect for you, and they make great gifts too. Go to AmericanCountryside.com and click on the books tab for gifts for you and others this season.
Just outside of Eureka Springs, Arkansas, John Cross Jr. helps oversee and preserve a place of importance that can be traced back before the founding of this nation.
The Osage, and they called them the Bluff Dwellers, they were here, and we've got a bluff shelter down there that's on the National Register of Historic Places.
John finds regular evidence of just how long people have been coming here.
I found arrowheads on the property that go back 10,000 years old.
The cave provided shelter for natives. It sets along what is today called Blue Spring, a natural spring that produces 38 million gallons of water per day. The water source was a draw for native people, as well as the first European settlers.
They had a mill down there where they ground corn and lumber and whatnot, and that was burned two or three times.
For a time, this spring water was bottled and sold. The water is still great, but transportation and logistics to move the water from the spring make it cost prohibitive. Some say these waters have special properties, although John thinks something else may be at work.
There's people that have come here and said it's healed. I don't know. It's pretty cold. It's 54 degrees year-round, so if you stick your foot in there or whatever, it's going to feel better when you pull it out. It's going to be numb anyway, huh?
This is a special place for many, including John's family, who has a long history here.
My great-grandfather was a congressman, and he's the one that started all this. We've had a bank in our family since 1912. We bought an option on the property when the people turned in the keys back in 2000. Some people came in here and tried to buy it, and they were going to subdivide it. We got 250 acres, 3 miles of shoreline. So we bought the property to preserve it, and we kept it just like it is for people to enjoy it.
There's much we yet don't know about this spring, though, including an idea it's connected to Alaska. Sounds far-fetched, but you'll hear why next time as we travel the countryside. In Eureka Springs, Arkansas, I'm Andrew McCrae.